All right, in this nibble, we're going to talk about, among other things, three different kinds of conversations that people can have about you, around you, with you. And we're going to... you got to make some space. You know, we talked about the cottage. Yep, that's where I'm at. When I got here, it was a little chilly, and... So I just wanted quick heat. And so I've got a candle on the table, and I had a flower pot outside, and so I put a flower pot, configured it with this candle. So I've got a little radiant heater that's candle powered. So I'm basically, I've got plenty of warmth here. One candle made a massive difference in my life. And I couldn't have done this. I couldn't have done these recordings out here last year. We didn't have the space. And even if I came out here and I put myself in a corner with all the crap that was here, if I took a candle and I lit it and I put a flower pot over it, it would have been dangerous because I could have kicked it over and the things could have caught on fire and that would have sucked, you know? So I couldn't have done it without the space. We cleared a lot of crap out of here. We've talked about that in some of the other recordings. So we have people that tell us, I just can't do congratulatory conversations. I can't, right? I can't do it. And we say, okay, use the other tools, right? If you go to the toolbox page, freeneville.com, and look at the bottom of all the pages, there's a link to the toolbox. Pretty cool page. We send a lot of people there. And so there's three main tools, but the congratulatory conversations are a pretty cool one because they imply your wish has been fulfilled, fun to explore. But one of the reasons we notice people can't do congratulatory conversations, well, there's really two reasons we notice. One, they don't have any space. In other words, they start trying to do a congratulatory conversation and it ends up with an argument. It ends up, it's just that... I can't control it. It just takes on a life of its own. And so what they've got to do is they've got to take care of the inner conversations first. In other words, we'll ask, look, what I want you to do is to take the next 48 hours and have a little notebook with you. And every time you notice some sort of arguing, grumbling, complaining, imaginary conversations in your head that aren't all that fun, we want you to put a tick mark on a piece of paper and see how many you have in 48 hours. And most people are shocked at what they show, what they find when they do that. And that's a goodie exercise. I mean, you can take a nice piece of paper, a little notebook, put it in your pocket with a pen. You could look like a nerd. Nothing wrong with that. And it's sort of cool. Nerds are sexy now. And you can do that and discover exactly what your inner conversations are like or actually how many of them aren't all that fun. And the first thing that we notice that happens, if you do something like that, you will naturally create room in your mind. Because if every time you are having an inner conversation that sucks, you stop and you pull out a piece of paper and you put a tick mark on it, a couple things happen. One, you had to stop the inner conversation or just put it on pause or become more aware of it and then actually do something instead of being hypnotized by it. You see, it's a pattern interrupt. We take something that's like normally probably nonstop for some people, and we have them stop it to make a tick mark. And if they put the paper back in their pocket and that inner conversation starts up crappy again, pull it out and put another tick mark on there. All right, see how many trees you can end up killing in a day because you get to discover how your inner conversations have dominated your space. And you get to take them to the dumpster and throw them out. So we had one lady do this, and she takes the piece of paper, crumbles it up, and throws it out, symbolically getting rid of the conversations. We said, cool, but how many were on there? And she said, 912. And I said, all right, that's cool. So what I want you to do is keep doing this exercise for 2 weeks. And what she noticed was naturally the number of nasty inner conversations she was having went down. In other words, what she was listening to became less and less negative naturally. In other words, what God was listening to became less and less negative naturally. Remember, what you are is what gives birth, what gives life to everything. What you are is what gives life to consciousness, as far as I can tell. Neville says, you and God are one. I agree. And so if you're listening to negative crap or RR inside your head, God is. Do you want to subject God, Jesus, to that? I don't think so. And so we disrupt it. And we just naturally count. And naturally counting how many times it has a day, it happens a day, using paper, don't count with inner auditory. Count using paper, right? If you want to have fun, give away a dollar for everyone that you better have some money at first, right? But this is how we create space. Because once you start creating space, once those nasty inner conversations are happening less and less, you're going to find it a lot easier to do a congratulatory conversation. In other words, you're going to have room. You're not going to worry about kicking that candle over and causing a fire that goes out of control. Because with ignition, you get it? That's what we're talking about here. People's inner conversations, not the words, but the feelings that drive them. That's creating their lives. That's what's giving them momentum. Those inner conversations, if they're giving you, you know, momentum in a direction that you don't want to go in, you get to let them naturally decrease by marking out every time you have one. Now, some people will make the mistake of saying, oh, wow, so it's the physical that changes it. Marking it down on paper is what changes it. No. What changes it is moving your attention. What, you get it? I want you to take your attention off of the inner conversation by writing something down. In other words, I want you to have a movement of attention. We all know people that are so tranced out by their crap story that they walk around with their eyes fuzzy. They look like zombies. The zombie apocalypse is here. And the key out of the zombie apocalypse is to stop the inner stories. Like, you know what, man? Like, my life sucks. I got hurt when I was 6. Well, guess what? So did I. Okay, my life sucks. There was a sexual. Yep, you've been there, done that. My life sucks. I was born 3 months early, beat to death at 23. I can tell you who the biggest two perverts were in Scottsdale. No problems, guys, right? And I can tell you know what? You can grow way beyond any of that stuff. You can grow way beyond any of that stuff. And one of the keys is to stop having inner conversations about it all day long that you're not aware of, that keep you, your eyes fuzzy and keep your body locked because your body's reacting to stuff that's not there. Your body's part of the universe. You get that? Your body can react to physical things like gravity, change in temperature, how full or empty your belly is. And your body can react to everything imaginal that you imagine. Biting a lemon. Imagine, like, you know, biting an ice cube. Okay, get it? What I want you to do is give yourself some space. So if you kick over a candle, you go, damn it, I kicked over a candle, tick the box on the paper, clean the candle up, dive back into life. It's called moving attention around. So there's three kinds of inner conversations. We want to crush this in this recording. Yeah, for the sake of this recording, there's three kinds of, congratulatory conversations. So there's conversations that happen with you involved. Hey, you look great. God, that's a nice car. Yeah, you're obviously doing pretty damn well. Good for you, man. Good for you. Get it? Pretty simple. We watch people succeed in our Facebook group, so they send us an email, and we're honest like God going, yep, happy dance time. Go, go, go. Yes. Okay, we celebrate. We want you to be free. Second, right, there could the conversations around you. Okay, the conversations around you is whenever you're in a room and you notice somebody's going, hey, you see how good they're doing? Oh, hey, there he is. Bob, man, we were just talking about you. Get it? Those are conversations that are around you, close enough that you could overhear them. Then there's the third one, right? By the way, Victoria revealed on one of the Feel It Real shows about People walking their dogs past the house and looking over and seeing the carport or the new roof or the veranda. Yeah, she doesn't even have to be involved in their conversation. She can hear that they're admiring it. By the way, another one. So there's conversations that you're involved in. There's conversations around you. There's conversations about you. Okay? Across the stream here, right? We have people that take photos of our home. They think it's that cool. They take photos of our home and cottage from across the stream. And you can tell they're talking. They'll point at a couple things. And we're just going, that's cool. You get that? That's conversations about us. I can't hear what they're saying. I can imagine what they're saying. Okay, I can see how their body's responding to it. You may find one of these three is more effective for you right now. Some people find that third one really effective because, well, there's nobody close to me that that you're probably not having nasty inner conversations with. That's okay. You get to notice where you are so you can get to where you're going. You get to notice where you are so you can love yourself and others unconditionally. Remember, Neville says that you aren't the state that you've fallen into. Nobody is. You can fall into any state, good, bad, or indifferent. But you don't judge a man. You can judge a state. Yeah, you know what? That's not a state I want to play with, right? Okay, not going there. But if you find that you've fallen into a state with a lot of weird or nasty or silly or stupid inner conversations, don't beat yourself up. Stop and have a giggle. You're one of the people that entered a state called noticing it. Okay, one of my favorite states is noticer. We got in our first Neville Goddard book, Neville Goddard Simplified, number one, we talk about a little exercise that we do called notice the noticer. And it's pretty darn simple. What I want you to do is to notice what's going on. Inside or outside, and I want you to notice what's noticing going on. So I just noticed Victoria's walking past the window here. She's in the garden. So that's what I noticed, and I'm noticing something noticed that. The whole point of that is to just explore some space, to explore what you are. And so if you start to notice the noticer, that's a state, right? Noticing the noticer is just a state. And if you allow yourself to love you, even when you notice that you're doing some silly stuff, you're going to notice a lot more of the silly stuff that you do. And if you notice it, you're going to find yourself naturally doing less. We started taking photos of all the food we ate at one point. And guess what? The food we ate changed. I started putting them up on Facebook. And the food that we ate changed, naturally. No hard work. I just got tired of sharing stuff that I didn't want to be known for eating. Just for fun. You get it? This is where you can play. I love when people on Facebook share and like our meals. We have a couple people that have shared our meals religiously over the years. Talk about a hoot. They're sharing our dinners. Just lamb or pork or fish. We're just having some fun, cooking some good food. And there are people out there sharing our dinners. They watch the little videos we make. That's cool, man. Just for fun. In other words, those are little tiny congratulatory conversations, too. Wow, dude, look at the dinner you guys made. You guys eat like kings. Yes, we do. So what I want you to do, we've got one more in this tiny little Neville Nibble series to button up the congratulatory conversation bits. I want you to listen again to all these recordings a whole bunch of times and notice how they weave together. Because every time you listen and play, you will grow, you will be different. Because what you are is consciousness. What you are gives birth to consciousness. What you are, well, you're going to discover more and more that you don't have to assume the same size, the same shape all the time. You're going to discover that playing with stuff like this invites you to assume some radically different sizes and shapes. And every time you assume a different size and shape, you're going to notice what you hear and how you can apply it changes too. So let's have fun. My name is Mr. 2020. We'll catch you at the next Neville Nibble. See ya.